since the beginning of the seventh month. We know when the woman can see. We know, and when the woman can see, and we know that since the beginning of the seventh month, she gives birth, let's say, on the 183rd day of conception. So it's the kayom. Is it the kayom if it's not developed, or only if it's developed? And if we say that he is only the kayom if he's developed, so why does the Torah say that if he's shmeyo is gogua and if he's shivo, much, if he's developed, so ben shivo, if he's developed, so if he's shmeyo is the kayom, if he's not developed, so if he's ben shivo, the kayom, why does the Torah say that if he's shmeyo is gogua and if he's shivo? So the Magnishna says, the explanation is a lot of I'm not so sure that Rav Hashem agrees with that, but this is what the Magen Mishnah says in the Shiva Zaramba, that according to the Rambam, so vis-a-vis Ben Shiva, so he's a Ben Kayome, as long as he's fully developed, even though the Seyor and the Tziponai are not there. But everything else in the organism of the world, I mean, are fully developed. So that even though he doesn't have any seyah, he doesn't have any tzponai, but except for the seyah and the tzponai, so everything else in the organism is fully developed, like any other child. Like any other child. So then he's considered bekayon. Masha'im came, if he's born immature, that in the development of the body, he's not completely mature, he's not like the every child. So then even Shiva is not there. But if he's a teacher, sometimes even teacher is born and he's not completely mature. So then he is considered a kayom. But even Shiva, we require that he should should be kayom. But if he's not fully developed in his organism with the child, the baby is not fully developed, then even Shiva is considered a name. Like Ibn Shmeyo. But the difference between Ibn Shmeyo and Ibn Shiva is that Ibn Shmeyo, so even if the Ivorim are fully developed, but the only diminution in his development consists in the absence of Seyah, no mark of Seyah, because if there is a mark of Seyah, I mean, not all children are born with real hair, I mean, sometimes children are born with real hair, but usually children are born with a mark of Seyah. So, but if Ibn Shmeyo is born, fully developed in his body, he has only one that every child has when he's born. But he doesn't have any marks of Seyah of Tziponayim, so then he's considered a label. Masha'ik Ibn Shiva, if he's not fully developed in the volume, then he's considered a neighbor. But if he's fully developed in the volume, if he's fully developed in the volume, even though he does not, he's not developed in the seyor and the tonali, so then he's not a neighbor. So again, we see that a ben shiva is only tenedishme in respect to a baby who is fully developed in the volume, but not in the tonali and the seyor. Now, how can that be explained? I think, I mentioned it to certain doctors, I mean, they said that it makes good sense. I mean, they wouldn't say that this is so, I mean, but he said that it makes good sense. He said, apparently it appears from the Gemara. I consulted certain doctors whether it's true. So he said, yes, it's true. In other words, that not all fetuses are alike. So certain fetuses require the biological development of 9 months. In order to be fully developed, with all the involving, they require an embryological development of 9 months in the mother's womb. And certain fetuses don't require an embryological development of 9 months. They can develop fully in 7 months. In 7 months. Why should certain fetuses require embryological development of 9 months and certain fetuses not? Well, that might depend upon numerous factors, but it is true that certain fetuses And usually, fetuses require a neurological development of 9 months. But I suppose some women, so the makeup of the uterus is of such character that it requires only a neurological development of 7 months. So when Gimora says, now, this sounds very strange. Sounds very strange. How is it that the Bechivo, alright, because Lish says Nishtanatela. But how was it before it was Nishtanatela? I mean, yes, what was I money? I mean, why should if a Bechivo can be fully developed and viable? So Bechveno, just because he's older, so he should not be viable. How can we understand it? So the only way to understand it is, of course, if a Bechivo can be viable, so a Bechivo certainly can be viable. But that's the kind of the Bechivo that the Gemara calls Bechivo. So what's the criterion whereby you can determine whether the fetus in question was a fetus that required, because of the nature of the fetus and because of the nature of the uterus of the mother? So why is it that most fetuses require most fetuses are born only at the end of 9 months, and some fetuses, it's uncommon, are born at the end of 7 months or even at the beginning of the 7 months, because apparently these women, for some reason, for some inexplicable reasons, did not require, and in order to develop the fetus fully, did not require an embryological development of 9 months. So maybe the criterion, this is the criterion. In other words, if we see that a child is born in the 8th month, and with the tzipponayim and the seyo already being present, at least they have marks of tzipponayim and seyo, so then it shows that the reason as to why this child was born fully developed, because this at the very outset was a kind of a fetus that only required an embryological development of 7 months. He could have been born 2 weeks before too, but he wasn't. So that's even Shibo, the Ashtayurim Kamishtai. But if he doesn't have any mark of Tziponayim in the 8th month, so that indicates that he's the kind of a child that requires a full neurological development of 9 months, even though we don't see outside, we don't see, and it's growing, we don't see, no legs are missing, I mean, and no hands are missing, yes. But the fact that his siponaim are not there shows that he requires an embryological development of 9 months. So there, it creates the possibility that perhaps there is something undeveloped internally, something you cannot see by looking at the newly born baby. Anyway, so this is what Gemara says. Oma mazutra, afilu mandoma, yireleslu tisho, yireleslu kutoyim. Then the Rambam passes that even if we know the baby was in Ben Shneino, but if the baby survived for 30 days, then it's considered as a Bekayon. That's what the Rambam passes in Yilches Mile. Now, right as soon as I finish, I'll finish in a moment. So you should go to this method so they will have a meaning from you.
The Rambam
tells us in Hilchos Milah. החיוביים. מי שנראה לדחית יש השנית, אם הוא יושב עם ביסרי וצפונו, הריזת והשול, ובן שיבו, אלו שנשתעו, ומותה לטעותו לבשבס, ואין לי כאב, ומור יש לשבס, בקוס בין שמינו הרינו כאב, ויוסו לטעותו לבשבס, ויוסו לטעותו לבשבס, עד אם נראה ביסרי לוקו, בין ציפונו אפשרים, כבריוסו, הריזת בין שמינו בעדה, שלא יורו להם בידו ותשתלו כדור של הרמה. It indicates the way I said. In other words, he's that kind of a fetus that requires an embryological development of 9 months. So there is an evil. Hareize ben shmeino vada shemirou liivore el abitisho viyotzo kidim shemigome uficho chuchoshet keeben viyoso mitam kum shams. Then Allah is down, the Rambam says, מי שנראה בחידש השביעי הוא מלבורי אם נראה צ'ורי עם הריזה כבר של חיון הוא מולניס בשארץ so if it's מישנה פונצרת in the name of the Magid Mishne but the Magid Mishne is not here it's in Pirkbeis Mulchesid Mulchwitzi so the Kismishne in the name of Magid Mishne פונצרת that we see from this Rambam that when we say that a Ben Shibo is considered viable considered a Kayon only if he's shown in the Bible because he says מי שנראה בחידש השביעי הוא מלבורי אם נראה צ'ורי הרי זה נראה של קיום ממומס בשבס so nearly that answers all the criticisms that is leveled by the masculine you know and the self-enlightened masculine who say that Chazal didn't know because Ben Tzias very few of Ben Shibos are viable much less than the number of Ben Shmeinos. The answer is, of course, very few, maybe one in a thousand of the Ben Shibos are viable. Why? Because the overwhelming majority of the Ben Shibos are not fully developed in their body. That's why a smaller percentage of Ben Shibos are viable than of Ben Shmeinos, because they consider it on the basis of the totality of Ben Shibos. But the overwhelming majority of Ben Shibos are not born with the wrong development. So that's what the Rambam says. Mishenil ha-dechilish ha-shmiru yibure yibir ha-chorek ha-rizivlat shol kayome umor yisi bishabas yibir ha-chorek. Not if he's not, if he's near a pole, not Joel. So then it's not a Sophie Ben Shiva, Sophie Mishneo Momis in Shabbat upon him. In Ben Shiva, who be showing you the Dinchi for Shabbos, in Mishneo, Harish Shemotim Hatfosso, with Shizen Nefalo, in Ben Shiva. Now the Braise in Shabbos and the Yevomis says, Ben Shneo Ariel Kevin, the also without him. ושמי נערי כאב ואושו לטעות אבל אם איסי חרום מניקוסי מפני הסכון so even though you're not allowed to be called to ושמי נו because he's a baby so he's mooked but the mother can nurse and if it's necessary so whatever can be done without being taught to the baby she should do but whatever is necessary so then she's allowed to do why? Because of Sakon now so Rashi says Rashi in Yevomis says Yevomis that pain בשביל הרגל הזה תאמר, אני מסיך הולוך מיקוסי לפני הסכון so Rashi says סכון השני הבן גוי שלגיר בחור ודדי ותיאון איסליטורס Sondern so weit diese Kinder die Mutter in der Sakrale, Rashi says both because of the Sakrale of the mother and because of the Sakrale of the blood. The question is, the Sakrale of the blood, if it's a very careful, it's a very careful, so why? Now, in Shochanot, there is a deal in Shochanot. Havlat, Sivbo, Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. Havlat Shemila, Eisilei Kotzov, Umachitz Leisi, Umeluchi Leisi, Vitei Nashal Yeki, Shemich HaMavlat, Vechei Tchines HaTabo, Vahana Mila Mila Gei Tesu Rizayin. Abo, Mila, so in other words, when a baby is born, so we allow it to be Mechon Shabbos and a baby. Whatever has to be done for the baby. So whatever has to be done, even if it involves a Meluchi, because it's Pekuach Nefesh. So the Mechaber says, "Avol that's only Neila do itesu in Zion. Avol Neila do ches so isotik ben Zion. Oy ben ches in Yichal Nolo. Elo in King Gomu Sare mitzelpono. We Gomu Sare mitzelpono. But if he's not Gomu Sare mitzelpono, if he's in ches, so then it's in Yichal Nolo as a Shabbos." Now the Bina Allah points out, there is no Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say it, but the Torah says it. Where is the Moke of that Mechada? The Torah says it. The Torah says, since the Braise says, the Braise, you came with Shabbos Kut one day, the Shiva Mechalim. בין שיבו מחלנו על זה שבס ובין חסי מחלנו על זה שבס so to explain that what does it mean? בין שיבו מחלנו על זה שבס we are allowed to be מחל שבס for the צירך and צירך of the Jewish because it's כך נפש it's כך נפש של יחד שבס but בין חס we're not allowed to be מחל שבס that's how the Jewish thing so the Bira Allah had points out that it's only the Jewish Shabbos it's strange that the Mechaber passed like the Jewish when from most shame it appears the other way. So Rashi mentions it regarding Milet. In other words, not regarding Kwach Nefesh. The two is the only one who applies it to Kwach Nefesh. All the Braise says is Ben Shiva Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos Uber Chesim Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos. So then Rashi in the Rambam, Rashi says Ben Shiva Mechal Nefesh HaShabbos that Anim Shmini we are mouthed in. And but Ben Shmino, we are not Michal as a Shabbos. So not regarding Kach Nefesh. How is it that the Torah applies it regarding Kach Nefesh? Why? Because the Gemara says the reason is why the Torah applies it to Kach Nefesh. I mean the Pashtus Roshi is that it deals with Milet. Because it's in the Sugya of Rabbez and Milet. Who is talking here in Rabbez and Milet about Kach Nefesh? We finally did more discuss the Kach Nefesh. Other Kach Nefesh. But if there's a Milet, that's not the Indian of the Kach Nefesh. Why should the two apply to the Kach Nefesh? Well, here they are. Because there is a Gemara here, the Gemara says that if somebody is Mal, a Ben Shmeyo, who is a Ben Shmeyo of Nevada, he is not Mechal Shabbos. Because since he's an Eiffel, so he's Mechal Shabbos about. It's like cutting a piece of bosom, even if it starts bleeding. Only, I mean, Chabura is a told of it was Mishome. Whatever it is, though, it was Mishome, or even Mifai, you can call it Rambam, it's only Shaya Chabura in the living thing. But someone who is not living is an evil, so he's not considered living. So Mele is Mechadar Zabalde. So Mele, why was, so Mele, the two came to the conclusion. Ben Shiva Michal Nefesh HaShabbos Ben Ches in Michal Nefesh HaShabbos so that it doesn't have reference to the Mile because the Mile Monef Shachim Ben Ches it doesn't involve the Noche but that's no lie Rashi still applies it to Mile and the Rambam also means that the Mile and even though the Rambam himself says that if somebody is Mal and Shabbos is Ben Shmeino He's not the Chalitz HaShabbos. Even if it's not the day, let's say he was born out of Shabbos. And then his mouth, the Ben Shmeino, the Shabbos after that, he's only 2 days old. So, there certainly couldn't be any question of Miladim Veichai. But he's still not the Chalitz HaShabbos because the Chata was bound. But, so why does, how does Rashi explain it? The answer is, if somebody is a Ben Shiva, so then, suppose you have to put a bandage on the mule. So you're allowed to take a bandage and everything. So the mule, it's a question, other things, not the mochel that is involved in the chitavol. As far as the chitavol is concerned, so that doesn't involve any mochel anyway, it was probably, but other things, extraneous to the chitavol. So the mule, it's not the reshabes. That mamish involved in Roche. I mean, Roche is over the board, the Chitochol. Anyway, so the strange thing is that the Mechabera, it seems that most Rishonim apply this price in Shiva Mechalza Shabbos. Rishonim Mechalza Shabbos, we got a deal and not with a book of Nefesh. The tool is the one who applies it to Kach Nefesh. And Mechaber passes that like the tool. So Abu Mila Bechesu Sophi Ben Zayim Bechesu in the Chalmolo El Kivomu Sar Mitzvah. Now it's in regard to this Aloha, as he says that now as a Maisi we should do the Chal Shabbos and the Shmeino because it's Nishtana Atem. But I mean, without him as well, I think that the reason is why some Rishayim, most Rishayim, explain the Gemara not the way the two of us. Even though the Mechaber passes like it, they say that it applies to Mile, but the Kach Nefesh of Ibn Shneino is Nicha Shabbos, and Moraya Rashi himself, Avonimi Sheikha of the Kosim Kriya Sakone. So Rashi says, Kriya Sakone of the mother and Sakone of the baby too. But, so we see that Rashi Shita is that the Kach Nefesh of Ibn Shneino is also Nicha Shabbos. How is it? So why does the two say differently? Why do these two say differently? I think that this machlokes is totally not a machlokes. The Ramban, in Tiras Odom, mentions machlokes Hashem. Now, Hoisha Sheyoshva La Mishpo, so, Mitautelin, Sakin, Afil, Shisarabin, Chitrin, as we know, Mitzin is a blood. Even though the mother is dead already, but we have to do Chal Shabbat, it's because of the blood. So the Ramban Tirasodom mentions 2 days of Shem. The day of the Bahagis that we are Mechalos HaShabbos. Now here we are definitely Mechalos HaShabbos because of the baby, not because of the mother. The mother is there. So the Bahag says that we are Mechalos HaShabbos even for a Uber that is Lo Yotzo Le'Olam. And furthermore, even if the Uber is less than 40 days old, so the Ramban says, in the name of the Bahak, Ramban says, that's one motion of Ramban, in the name of Allah HaZeles, that we are still in Chalitz HaShabbos. So in other words, from the Ramban it's mashma. Needless to mention, the fetus is more than 40 days old, so then you already have to be of the Nefesh. So the name is peace, because the Nefesh is in HaShabbos. But even if the fetus is less than 40 days old, so the halacha is the mother is not even male. Suppose a woman has a miscarriage after the fetus is already more than 40 days. So then she has to observe 40 days because she doesn't know whether it was male or female. So male, it cannot be determined. So male, she's male 40 days. But if the miscarriage takes place, let's say on the 38th day, so then she's not male. She's not there because he's not, it's my involvement. He's not the Nefesh. So from the Ramban, it's mashma. That according to our ideas, it goes without saying that if the blood is in the Uber is 40 days, then of course it's the Cheshavis, because he's a Nefesh. You're not hiding his best in what the Nefesh is. And according to the Ramban, we are in the of the seals of, and not hiding his. A doctor who performs an abortion, according to the Ramban, is hiding his in the Shemai. Unless it's done for the purpose of saving the life of the mother. So it's a Nefesh. But even if the Uber is present 40 days, then it's certainly not a Nefesh. But we still have the Chalosh Shabbos, because through the Chalosh Shabbos we can revive the Nefesh. We can revive the Nefesh. So, Omrateo Chalosh Shabbos Achot Kedishin Ishmeya Shabbos Achot. Then he mentions another Shite, the Rambam, and that is also mentioned in cases needed by Dalet, that the reason that for the Koch Nefesh of Nibel, we are not the Chalosh Shabbos. That Shite probably holds that it's not the Nefesh. But why is Yisho Shiyoshua Nishbo Meiso? So is Mitaupo Nisaki? Because since the mother is dead, then he is Nish. Because then it's like the child being locked up in a room, in a closet, in a drawer, in a suitcase. If the mother is alive, so then, and the whole chiyas of the Uber is from the mother, so then it's not considered Nish. Mashiach, the mother died. So then the fetus, the meime, is considered like locked up in a chest, in a drawer. So then he is it. Anyway, got 2 days. As to whether the Koch Nefesh of the Nuga is the Ich HaShavos, not the Ich HaShavos. I think that the reason as to why the tool says, and that's the Pesach Mishkonot, but within it, we can pass the Lai Mishkonot. When it's the Yehi of the Koch Nefesh, so then, if there is a Shiris of Hashemi, that is the Ich HaShavos, so it's not the Fashis Lohot. Especially here, that most Hashemi do not agree with the Shiris of Tuh. And without recourse to the Chazanish, I mean the Chazanish, according to Chazanish, so that the Torah has no application, the Torah Shikoros in the Mechadas, Pesach has no application, but without recourse. So, but the reason is why the Torah says that the Koch Nefesh of the Ben Shmeino is Nadir Shabbos. Now, the Rambam says that the Ben Shmeino are okay, but the Rambam says, suppose he survived for 30 days, so then there is an Isaritzich and then he has a din of Mechadon. So in other words, he only has a din of an Eful until he survives for 30 days. But the moment he survives for 30 days, so then he doesn't have a din of an Eful. There is one Shikas of Hashem in the Gomez, a very strange Shikas, that the Ben Shmeino, who is born, who is survived, has a din of an Eful, not the way the Rambam passes. Until he survives for 30 days. But until he survives for 20 years. Very strange. It's a pshat in the morning in the Gomez, back there. But we see that according to Rambam, even though Ibn Shmeino is a real Kevin, is an Eiful, but if he survives for 30 days, then he's not an Eiful anymore. And according to Samuel Shemin, if he survives for 20 years. So the question is, what is his status? If he is dead, it's not shy to say, up to 30 days, he's dead, and on the 31st day, no, he's not dead. He's alive. What is it? He was Mahalasi Mani. If he's dead, he's dead. So, and if he's not dead now, how is it that he was considered dead until the 31st day? So, it's not that. If he survives on 30 days, so then we say, we mafreya yonazi. The Rambam doesn't say that we mafreya is not dead. So it means, even if he survives on 30 days, so he's no more meaningful after 30 days. So what's the pshat? The pshat means, there is a difference. Let's say, according to the Rambam, a nuga, a fetus in the email, is also a fetish. So if somebody performs an abortion, so he's able to say it. And his higher recently Shabbat is the doctor. He's not higher recently. So he is a nefesh. But there is a distinction between killing a yod and killing a fetus, the meyime. I mean, it's not the same kind of tzeach. A doctor who performs an abortion is not the same kind of tzeach, even according to the Rambam, as one who kills a yod. I mean, that goes without saying. So there is a difference. So in other words, the halacha of Ben Shmeino, as I said before, Ben Shmeino is only if it's really good Musar and it's upon it. So that means he is definitely the kind of an embryo, a fetus, that required an embryological development of 9 months. So if he was born before 9 months, so that means he is not embryologically developed. So the Mele is considered to be as if he still had been made. As if he still a green baby. What is done today when a baby is born immature? Whether in the 9th month or in the 8th month or in the 7th month. What is done? He's, 1 second, please. He's put in an incubator. And then, in other words, the doctors try to develop. So, in other words, so that means something missed before he was born. So, a certain stage in the development of the baby was a myth. And that has to be completed after his birth. So, the halacha of Mishnei Aleph Ke'evin was without delay, since he's a baby who required the biological development of 9 months. So that means, even though he emerged from the mother's womb, but he still considered it as if he still had been in the mother's womb. Until when? Until he will attain that development that he missed in the mother's womb. So in other words, so let's say today we put a child in an incubator. And what happened 100 years ago? What did doctors do 100 years ago? They didn't have the incubators. So they used to put many blankets, pillows, and most of the babies didn't survive, and some of the babies survived that way. So it's again, it's what is an incubator? It's a prize warm. So they didn't have the incubator, so they put pillows, they put blankets. So in other words, that means the Shmina Rekeven, it means that he's not a Bakayom, he's an infant. So that means, not that he's dead, he certainly has the same chiyas that the child in the Levi has. And according to the Rambam, that if somebody kills a child in the Levi, performs an abortion, he's able to see also his high Shemayim. So it goes without saying that if somebody will kill a Shmeyo, Bismar Chazal, before it was Mishnah Teva, he was able to see also. He is able to see also. And according to the Mishnah, you say that the Enubea does not involve in itself with Yotzoch, but it's the Rosh Hashanah. So in Chaname, if he's a Mishnah, so he's not even with Yotzoch. He's still a wicked person, the one who kills him, but with Yotzoch, he's not even, according to the Rambam. So, so he has the same status as he had before he emerged from the mother's womb. So if Enuga B'meimi has a Dino B'nefesh, he's involved in the Sinatzor, so he told some Melech, how about his Bikwach Nefesh? Whether it's Dei Shabbos or not, it all depends. Is the Bikwach Nefesh of Enuga who still didn't emerge from the mother's womb? Is it Dei Shabbos or not? So there's the Machaneh B'shemi. So the two Shite is not like the Bahar. Like what? The Rashi Shite is like the Bahar. That's why Rashi says, Mifia Sakone, Sakone say, and Sakone Sakwa. And according to Rashi, and the Biraloche mentions that according to Rashi, the Biraloche doesn't say what I am saying. What he says, that many Rishini Machir come to. On the contrary, the Biraloche is also amazed as to why the Machaber passed him that is a double portion. But of course, the Biraloche reminds him there is no doubt. Whether we apply the Hasmish or without applying the Hasmish, there is no doubt according that we have to pass through, that if it's Shmei, we have to be Mahal. Alright, so, over there.
July 4th, 1982, Yud Gimel, Tammuz Hashar Tavshim
Mem Beis. The thing is, we explain the Gemara according to what the Ritva says in Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean when Rashi says Shikur Egoim Sheita Shekikim Bidbez Bidkidish Achidish. So the Ritva says Rashi doesn't mean that the important thing is the Chotchi Avon. After all, whether she can give birth to a child or not depends upon a certain number of days, not whether it's in the Chotchi Akeva or the Chotchi Albono, it's the 9th month or it's the 8th month. Why should that be of significance? Even though Rashi says, Shoyfo Shekeikin Bidrezni Bidish Achidesh, so that's a certain figure of speech, that's what the Ritva says. But what it really means, Shippur Egorim, Chipule Gori means the beginning of the ninth month after 8 times 30 months of 8 times 30 have elapsed. So the beginning of the ninth month. In other words, what it means is, in other words, it's 241st day as of conception. That's what it means, Shipurei Gorim. Not Shipurei Gorim, the beginning, the shofar that announces a certain month, that is the ninth month. This is how the ritual explains Rashi. Now let's see the Russian of the ritual. In other words, sometimes the ninth month as of conception might begin at the end of the Chodesh Elul. At the end of the Chodesh Elul. Let's say, suppose if she conceives on the first day, let's say, of Av. So you have Av and Elul 2 months, and then from Tishrei till Odeh, 6 months, so you have 8 months, and then beginning of Nisan, so you already have the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Elul. Each month consisting of 30 days. But suppose she conceives not at the beginning of all, she conceives at the end of all, so then the beginning of the ninth month of Elul, of the Tishrei HaEleyo, will not be on the first of Nisan, it will be at the end of Nisan. This is so. When Rashi says Shipurei Gorim, the Shefer that announces the beginning of the month, he doesn't mean that we emphasize. Rashi doesn't mean to emphasize Davke the Chodesh Elul. You know, but he means it's a certain melitza, it's a figure of speech. But what he means is the beginning of the ninth month of the Tishrei HaEleyo, each month consisting of 30 days. So he says, "Umiu mashikos rabbeinu zal sheva shebez nitekim b'kibush achidesh niyad olinatke rabbeinu didavke shachodosh shonu umiu zvisvore nano sheichidesh shi shel yoledes hinech hachachot sheyashono ala hachamiya nipuro upomu shemaschu chi sholem we say chidesh hashon. If she conceived at the end of all, so then the beginning of the ninth month will be at the end of Nisan, not at the beginning of Nisan. Hello, the chasvei rabbeinu zal itis b'zeh. So he says chasvei sholem that Rashi should make such a mistake. Hello, pirush rabbeinu tzachas loshin hadmorim mitzosei biderech shituf hashem. That's a figure of speech. We say the shefer because the custom was when Bezdin was mikadosh sachidesh, they did blow the shofar. So the mele that was adapted as a figure of speech for the beginning of the month, the shefer of the ninth month. Even though it doesn't involve any shefer, it's not a question of Chodesh Elul. So the Ritva says, "V'chosvei l'rabbeinu z'alutis b'zeh, elu pirush rabbeinu tzachas loshin admor amusosim b'derech shit b'asher, ki gamzu yesh lo shefer l'kadosh b'reish chadosha." In other words, there is a figurative shefer that just as the shefer, you know, announced the advent of a certain month, so here too, I mean, So it's a figurative shape, it's a symbolic shape. It means the beginning of the ninth month. What it means is, in terms of days, it means the 241st day. Because 8 months, 8 times 30 is 240. So it means, Shippur HaGolem means the 241st day. So the Gemara in the Machlokes between Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda was Sofsom Mizu, so whether it's there or it's there, so Rav Chanina mentions the Moshe Melech. She eats in Chayalis of Lifonov. What is Chayalis of Lifonov? Here, it has reference to the dam. That's Chayalis. So it's a figure of speech. So we see that it's in the Derech of the Gemara to use certain expressions as figures of speech. So it's not to be understood literally, but only, you know, in a metaphorical way. So here too, Shippur HaGolem means the 241st day. Not the beginning of the Chodesh Elul. That's what the Ritva says. And the Ritva says, Chaslein Rabbeinu, Litis B'zeh. Because it seems in the Raposhet Amine, as a matter of common sense, that we couldn't say Shippur HaGolem, it's the beginning of the Chodesh Elul. The beginning of the Chodesh Elul. So it can be like this. Suppose she conceives. If Rabbeinu emphasizes the Chodesh Elul, not Chodoshim, of 30 days each month, but Chodesh Elul, so a very strange phenomenon will be facing, the very strange phenomenon. Suppose if she conceives at the beginning of all, so then she'll give birth to the child at the beginning of Nisan. And if she conceives at the end of all, the last day of all, she'll also give birth to a child at the beginning of Nisan. If we emphasize Chodesh Elul, I mean, that's it seems to be contrary to the mitzvahs. So that's why the Ritva says Chasal Rabbeinu litis b'zeh. But as obvious as this seems to be, Teis Yeshite is to the contrary. Now let's see the cases. So when we went over the Gemara, so I explained the Gemara according to what the Ritva says, because this, that seems to be a matter of common sense. But takes the sheet is the country. Shippur HaGolem pirish sheifer shetekin birish chedesh bikidush achedesh shi shal yibo v'im teima v'heilich emuchach v'chedesh nivon HaGolem v'yumo chedesh shi shal achachesh chodoshim shal shleshin yei v'yayei negolim. If Tesis had agreed with Rashi Shite, then Tesis wouldn't have asked that kasha, because he's not an ame. It doesn't mean the Sheifer, the beginning of the Chodesh Shalubono, the ninth month, in terms of Chodesh Shalubono, the ninth month, but it means the beginning of the ninth month in terms of Tishrei Acheledo, each month being considered as consisting of 30 days. So, what does Tesis say? But Tesis, obviously, is chilek on the Ritva. And Tesis Shite is that when the Gemara says, Shippur HaGolem, inasmuch as the Gemara doesn't say, Chidesh Tes Golem, Tchilas Chidesh Tes Golem, but Shippur HaGolem, what does Shippur HaGolem mean? The shoulder. So, when Beis Din was Mikadosh, the Chodoshim, so then the practice was that Beis Din sounded the shofar to announce the beginning of the new month. So that means, according to Tesis, as strange as it sounds, but that's Tesis Shite. So when Gemara says Shippur HaGolem, it doesn't mean the 241st day, but it means the beginning of the ninth month. And so Tesis says the kasha. How do we know? How can we deduce from Rabbi Yehuda's memory in the Mishneh that the important thing is the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Elul? of the Chodesh Levana. And then, so he says, Hilchel Muchal b'chidush Levana Goy. Diu mechidush shi shalach haches chadoshim shel shlei shi yeinu al-yeinu Goy. Afi remasko b'emtza chidush Levana. In other words, maybe it means that if she conceives, let's say, at the in the middle of Av, in the middle of Av, so when will 8 months be completed? In the middle of Nisan. In the middle of Nisan. So then after the middle of Nisan, let's say about the 19th of Nisan, because in other words, because in the Chodesh Levana also not every month is consists of 30 days. So it's one is a Moray and one is a Chosah, except in Cheshvan Kislev. So it varies from year to year. So according to the ritual, so she put a goal means that if, let's say, she conceived in the middle of all, so when will she give birth? Not the beginning of Nisan, but about the 20th. The 20th or 21st, probably 22nd, because we have to have the number of days in order to even it out that we have eight times 30. So it will be probably on the 22nd of Nisan she will give birth to the child. So Tesis says the Kasha, maybe that's the Shita of Rabbi. But Jesus assumes that that's not the Shita of Rabbi. That's not the Shita of Rabbi. In other words, he doesn't. How do we know that this is the Shita of Rabbi? V'yeshleima adin kei, the Gemara knows Shigule Goren. How does the Gittesis know that the Gemara is emphasizing Chodesh Levana? Because the Gemara uses the Lashon Shigule Goren. So Gittesis understood Shigule Goren not in a figurative sense, the beginning, the 241st day, as the Rav understood, but he understood Shigule Goren literally. It means the beginning of the ninth month. So, and then Tesis says again, Vimirei. I mean, it's important to take notice. In order to understand Tesis Kashe, so we have to take notice what Tesis says at the end. Vimirei, the fourth line from the end of the Tesis. Vimirei, the Rebbe Shippura, the Tes Chodoshim Gol. Vimisabro, the Seif Achidesh, the Rebbe's Betrilas Chi. So in other words, if she conceived at the end of all, so she's Yomedes Bitrilashi, so in other words, it's always the first month, even though it consists of one day. Look at it. So, Yom Echad B'Chedesh Kol Chedesh, and always already the second month, and then you have 6 more months, from Tishrei till Oda, from Tishrei Oda, so you already have 8 months. So then, beginning of the Nisan would be Shippur Egor. Shippur Egor. So the Nisan of the same Achidah, she read it with Chilaschi. Divino Shemino, the Shemu Shemi, in King Nisan of the same Achidah, she put a detest out of the Assyri. And in King Nisan of the Chilas Achidah. So we see that there is a Shita is just the reverse of what the Ritva says. That the Bude emphasizes the Chodesh Levana. He emphasized Chodesh Levana in the beginning of the count of the 9 months and in the culmination of the count. I mean, it sounds strange, but that is Tesis. So Tesis, and how does Tesis know that this is what Gemara says? Because Gemara uses Rosh Shippure God, and Tesis understood Shippure literally. The Shofar, that means Chodesh Levana, not 30 days, not the first day after the completion of 8 times 30, that 241st day, as the ritual understands it. But literally, So Tesis says the Kashi again to Gemara, how does Rabbah de Barabi know that this is the Shite of Rabbule? V'yeshema dinkeim havu meima dayoch hidishachre. If Rabbule had emphasized the ninth month of Tishrei Afreide, it means the 241st day, so then he should say dayoch hidishachre. Avol chadosho mashma chidesh amivura dahin chidesh avon. So the ritual is on the contrary, is mitayik from the use of the term chodosho, that means her peculiar month, the month, the ninth month, in terms of the day when she conceived. So the ritual is mitayik from the usage of the term chadosho, just the other way. But they says is mitai this way. So he says, Mash bechidesh amivura, dahay bechidesh alavosh, vikvoy, shma vikoye, shma milo, amas nisi, moy abrais. Iname, so in other words, that the shma milo has reference to the Mishnah, not just to the price. Because like this, it seems that since the Gemara cited the price first, and then the member, and then the Gemara mentioned the member of Rabbah Barabe, so doesn't that tend to indicate that the diuk is not from the Roshna Mishneh, but from the Roshna price? So instead he says no. Then he says no. The diuk is from the price. In Anu Mishneh price in Mucha. So since it says that the Jew uses washing by a Chadosh, and in the price it says that if the two Ries took place in the eighth month, so then she is not Yoledes Bekeshi, then she is Yoledes Bizei. Koshe Shoshnaim Bizei Shi, V'yechot B'tchilas Shi, V'afilu B'tchilas Shi Yom, Havez Yoledes Bizei, Kiton Afilu B'tchilas Tes Yom, U'yumechot Lahav Kol Chadosho, Ava Achilish Livono Kol Shabbe Chadosho, Afilu Yumechot, Inam Bizei Tili Prais Lechia, V'yau Kol Chochilish Livono Kol, דקטון אבו קושי של ימחו בסעיף שני, ושניים בתחילה שני, אף יורדו בסעיף טס. So, then, שהיא זירה לסביקיישי. והתחיכי לא רעידה, דקושי של שניים בטס, היא רואה דמיירה בחוטי של שלבונו, דיני דרך הדיור בסעיף טס, יחיל לא רעידה, כי בין שיורדו לבין שיים דימו יום מן שמישו, דיוז מסכות שיים שלוש, בין שיים לפני רידוסו, תעזר עלי נקבעת עתיר כימוי שימושו, אם נקבעת עם רשמי שימוי וסמי שאולי כשימושו, ונפעת משתי ועיסי, ולכאי מהם שרבי תסמוי לפרקו. Because in the Gemara in Yevon Mezuyah Memachlekes, if a woman whose husband went to the Medina Sayyam, let's say 13 years ago, and then 30 months ago, and then 30 months later, after the husband went to Medina Sayyam, so she gave birth to a child. So even Rabbi Tisvoye says that the child is to be treated as a mamzer, because a child couldn't stay in the mother's womb, a fetus couldn't stay in the mother's womb for more than 12 months. But if the husband went to Medina Sayyam, let's say just 11 and a half months before she, the wife, gave birth to a child, then he's not to be considered as a mamzer, because we have to be marzik her becheskas kashres, and to say that she conceived before the husband went to a museum. So how is it that he was born almost 12 months after conception? So that's possible. There is another Amele who is chilek on Rabbi Tisvisoy. In other words, that if the child was born more than nine complete months after after the husband left for Medina Sayyam, so then he should be treated as a Vada Mamza. So he said, we can't move on to this way, you better go. We call Moki. 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 We on the 240th day, and Shkoshiso on the 241st, Uvrishman Beis on the 242nd, Mishimucho, Shemuel Nikolazer Ad Mochasatashish, Vimkul Koshiso Yibechon, Bechidishkes, Vimkoshiso Berishman Malev, Berishman Beis, Berishman Gimu, Shemikolazer Abimatashish, Imkin Gimu Yomikoshiso Hedishkes, Elevada Ishikulego. So, Vimira de Udabude Shikula de Teshadoshim Gori, ואם ניסעת לו בסעיף החידש, ירדס בתרשי, גיבינו שכינו ראשינים שלמים, אם כן כניסעת לו בסעיף החידש, שיפור הליטס, הבא להסירי, אלו אם כניסעת לו בתרס החידש. Now, that is this sheet. Now, this sheet is very amazing. The ritual says, חס לרבינו שיית בזה. I mean it, that's it. That's it, double portion, I mean. So, I mean, so it's a double portion that there are a certain number of days, and whether Al-Pidin the number of days represent the ninth month of Chodesh Al-Bono or not is of no significance. It's a certain number of days. So it's very difficult to assume that this is held on the ritual in this kind of mitzvah, because as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so it's in the proportion that the ritual is right. You see, the ritual says Chosle Rabbeinu Sheyitegez. Of course, it's in the proportion that if a woman will give birth to a child at the beginning of Nisan, in the case where she conceived at the beginning of Av, so then if she will conceive at the end of Av, she should give birth to a child at the end of Nisan, not the same thing at the beginning of Nisan. So why does they just say that? So again, we have to say that here it's not the machlokes between the ritual and Tesis, not the machlokes and Mitzias. The Mitzias certainly is the way the ritual says. But in other words, as we explained Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that when she considered Yeredes Dam Bikeshi, I mean, and she doesn't have to count Zayin Kiyin, if the Yeredes Dam Bikeshi is indicative of a natural end, so if the Yeredes Dam Bikeshi, if the Rov Ries, the two Ries, out of the three. So, if the Rov Ries of the three Ries that convey her, as is of a girl, take place in the ninth month, in view of the fact that the natural lady, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so when a woman gives birth to a child, to a child on the 241st day, then it's considered as a natural aid, not as an aberration aid. It's considered as a natural aid. So the male aid, if the Ries done Bikeshi take place on the 241st day, so the male aid is symptomatic of a natural aid. This is Dam. Is Dam Machmas Lodo. So the male, she stay or she doesn't have to count Zaniki. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in view of the fact that at the beginning of the ninth month is a natural lady, and since Al-Pidin, we only consider the Chodesh HaLevono, you know, in the count of Chodoshim. So Al-Pidin, we consider Chodoshim, only Chodoshim HaLevono. We don't consider any other Chodoshim. So what is Al-Pidin considered a Chodesh? A Chodesh HaLevono. And in all Dini HaTeirah, So if something happened, let's say at the end of all, if something happened at the end of all, so it's considered, if something happened at the end of all, if she, so it's considered, so then with the explanation of Chiddush all, even though there are only 2 days or 1 day, as of that event, so it's considered al kedin as if a whole month elapsed. That's the halacha. Yemechod b'chidesh is called chidesh, and yemechod b'shono is called shono. So in Dini Atera, if a certain event happened, let's say a few days before the expiration of all, so then we in the beginning of Elo, it's considered as if a whole month had elapsed since the occurrence of that event. That's the halacha in Dini Atera. And the mitzias is, as far as the mitzias is concerned, so Reb Yudeh is made that while Reb Yudeh considers only a lady that is in the ninth month as a natural lady and as a usual lady, but if it is before the ninth month, it's not considered as a natural lady. So, but the mitzvah, it is possible that a woman should give birth to a child, let's say, on the 212, the 13th day as of conception. We have such a record that a viable child is born. Even if the labor takes place on the 213th day as of conception, so Mimele Reb Yudeh says, since it's possible for a woman to give birth to a child on the 213th day as of conception, Mimele, or at 212 days of conception, the 211 days of conception, it's possible. So Mimele, but since a natural lady, the usual lady, occurs in the ninth month, of course, the usual lady occurs in what kind of a ninth month? Not the ninth month of the Chodesh Levana. So sometimes it's the 241st day, and sometimes it can be the 212th day. But the usual lady that occurs, usually lady occurs after 240 days as of conception have elapsed. But sometimes a viable child can occur even on the 211th day as of conception. Not that 241st day, but even on the 211th day. So Mimele, since that a lady on the 241st day is a common lady, it's a natural lady, it's not an exceptional, an aberration lady. So because of Al Kedin, we only can count Chodesh Levana, not any other Chodeshim. So on account of the fact that in terms of Yalchelevi, so the beginning of the ninth month constitutes a natural lady. So and it's possible for a woman to give birth to a child on the 211th day too, a viable child. So the male al kedin, because the halacha only recognizes Chodesh Levana, doesn't recognize any other count of chodashim, but Chodesh Levana. So if the conception took place at the end of all, and then the birth of the child is the beginning of Nisan, so in terms of days, how many days were there? Only about 211 days. 211 days. And 211 days is does not represent a natural, that's an unusual, but since a lady on the 241st day, which marks the beginning of the ninth month, is considered a natural lady, so LPD, even as long as the conception took place at the end of Av, and then the lady takes place at the beginning of Nisi, even though physiologically speaking, so that would be an uncommon occurrence, an unusual occurrence, an aberrational phenomenon. But since it is a natural phenomenon for a woman to give birth on the 241st day of conception, and the 241st day represents the beginning of the ninth month, and since Al-Kedin we only count Kocha Levono, not Chodoshim that begin in the middle of the Chodesh Levono and end in the middle of the Chodesh Levono, so because of that Al-Kedin we have to consider even a lady that takes place at the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Levono in respect to her conception also as a natural lady, even though B'mitzias, it's an unusual phenomenon. This is the shita of Rabbi. Now, when the Gemara said, we explained last time, the Gemara says, Shmamin Omar Abad Barabe, Shmamin Okosoda Rabbi Yudah Shippureko, Amy Roma Shmuel, Isha Misaberes, Violetes, or Messiah, the Shin in Verde, or Messiah, the Shin in Schneimle, or Messiah, the Shin in Schleisha, who doma Kechasidim of Ishin. So Rashi explains the Gemara that when the Gemara says, who doma Kechasidim of Ishin, so it means Kechasidim of Ishin means that Shmuel agrees with Kechasidim of Ishin. But the Rav Amiri mentions another pshat in the Gemara. Not that Shmuel accords with the Chassidim Rishayim, but Rav Yehuda accords with the Chassidim Rishayim. Not Shmuel, nonetheless. Because how the Kashi explains the Gemara, who do all the Chassidim Rishayim, Shmuel's deed. That Shmuel says, in Shem Yisabber, as you were saying, Messiah Mishim Vechode, or Messiah Mishim Mishnayim, or Messiah Mishim Mishleish. So again, we explain, not that the machlekes between Rav Yude and the Chassidim Rishayim is not the machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is what it is. In other words, the most common lady, the most usual lady is either on the 271st day as of Tashmish, or on the 272nd day as of Tashmish, or on the 273rd day as of Tashmish. But what it means is that the most common and usual lady is on the 271st day as of conception. But not always is the egg cell fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, because it can be fertilized within 3 days as of the Tashmish. So in Mele, we don't know when the conception took place, whether the day of the Tashmish or 2 days later. So because of that, so the usual lady takes place according to, so to takes place either on the 271st day of Tashmish, or 272nd day of Tashmish, or 273rd day of Tashmish. So this is the Mitzias, and Rabbi Yude, according to Rashi, agrees with this Mitzias. But it's possible that a woman should give birth to a child, a viable child, even on the 241st day. So according to Shmuel, so inasmuch as this is not a common thing, so any lady that takes place prior to the 271st day as of Tashmish is not considered as a natural aid, but as an aberrational aid. So, but according to Rabbi Yudeh, since many times a woman does give birth to a child, as on the 241st day as of conception, so mainly it's considered as natural labor. So it's considered uncaged. So if the year takes place on the 241st day as of conception, so mainly it's considered uncaged. This is how we explain the Gemara according to Rashi. So anyway, according to Rashi, again, there is no machlekes in Mitzias between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel agrees with the Shita of the Rabbanon. So there is a machlekes in Edim. Now, but according to Rashi, so Shmuel is the one who agrees with the Chassidim of Rishayim. But the Rav Amiri mentions another pshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, who the Omar Chassidim of Rishayim? Who the Omar Chassidim of Rishayim? So the Gemara does not have reference to Shmuel, but the Gemara has reference to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chassidim of Rishayim. On the contrary, because according to the Rav Amir's pshat, so we don't, one does not have to be cheshish, even though it's possible that a woman will become nisabe not the day of the tashmish, but a day later or 2 days later, because the excel can be fertilized within 3 weeks less as of the tashmish. That's possible. But the usual thing is that the excel is fertilized the day of the tashmish. The day of the tashmish. Even though it's possible. So mele, the chassidim of Rishayim, if the chassidim of Rishayim did not have to abstain from tashmish amito and between Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night, because they didn't have to be chayshish, maybe she'll be sabe in stress after the tashmish, maybe she'll be sabe 2 weeks less after the tashmish, maybe a mashu less than 3 weeks less after the tashmish, because the usual thing is that it becomes fertilized immediately after tashmish, not let's say 48 hours or 60 hours later. So, but the chassidim of Rishayim, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who agreed with the chassidim of Rishayim. Why? Because we don't have to anticipate that a woman will be nisabeh a misles after the tashmish. But the chassidim of Rishayim wanted to avoid a trio pikach nefesh. They wanted to avoid a situation that their wives will have to be mechal Shabbos, or somebody else will have to be mechal Shabbos for the pikach nefesh of their wives when they give birth to a child, even though it will be beheta and there was no isa to bring them into a trio pikach nefesh. But still, there is a mitzvah not to bring oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh on Shabbos. But so maybe they wanted to avoid a possible, because when a woman gives birth to a child, so the halacha is that the first 3 days she is considered the chilas sakone, and even if she says eilot tzrichani, so we are still mechuyev to mechal Shabbos. So maybe some of the reason is why the chassidim of Rishayim v'hoyim shamshim v'seyem elo b'yavim b'shabbos, and what it means b'yavim b'shabbos, as the more points out, it means either Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, but not Mitzvah Shabbos and not Sunday night and not Monday night. So was in order to avoid not only the late day should take place on Shabbos, for the Rede should not take place on Thursday or on Friday either. Because suppose the Rede would take place, on Friday. So the first day of the Rede, there won't be any Chil Shabbos. But the second day after the Rede, so she'll still be a Chil Shabbos HaKonah. Suppose the Rede will take place on Thursday, so Shabbos will still be within the three Misres. As a Rede, and within Gimel Yom HaRishayim, within the three Misres of the Rede, so Yildes is considered a Chil Shabbos HaKonah, even if she says, Eino Tzlichani, that's the Aloche. So, in other words, so that's the reason as to why. The Chassidim are ashamed. So Yom Shamshi is the same as Rabbi Shabbos. And Rabbi Yude is the one who agrees with the Chassidim are ashamed. Because Rabbi Yude says that if the two Rias, out of the three Rias, took place in the beginning of the ninth month, and what it means is not Chodesh Olivon. The Aramiri again is Chilka Kinses. What Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes is the beginning of the ninth month of the Tishrei Achleida. That means, and that if the Rias take place on the 241st day as of conception. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rede on the 241st day is considered as a natural Rede, as a natural phenomenon. The Chassidim Rishayim also agreed with that. And that is exactly the reason as to why they Rohoyim Mishamshim to say it, and will be the Shabbos. Because in other words, they didn't want that the Rede should take place on the 241st day or on the 200th. The Rede should take place on the 241st day. That's what they wanted to avoid. Not on the two. They didn't try to avoid a Rede that will take place on the 242nd day as of Tashmish. Because that they didn't even anticipate. Because the usual thing is that a woman becomes the Sabra in the night of the Tashmish, not 48 hours later or 60 hours later, even though that is possible, but this is an uncommon occurrence. So what we try to avoid is that the Rede should not take place. That the Rede should not take place either on a Thursday or on a Friday or on a Shabbos. Because if the Rede will take place on Thursday, Friday or Shabbos, then will be unavoidably they will have to be Mechal Shabbos because of the Kach Nefesh. Now, who is Migdelis Kineinu? I mean, no Rishi mentions that pshat, but the Miri, he has his custom not to spell out any names of Rishayim. So the Rambam, he always calls Dele Amchabri. And the Rif, he always calls Dele Haposki. And Rashi calls Dele Amufosh. And the Raivet, he either calls Dele Hamagim, because the Raivet was a Masik. He was Masik on the Rif, he was Masik on the Amoya, he was Masik on the Rambam. So the Miri refers to the Raivet by the appellation Gdele Amagim or Gdele Iskineinu. The Raivet he calls also Gdele Iskineinu. So he says Gdele Iskineinu, Mifoshi, that means rabbit. But in the Shara Nefesh, that Pshat, he doesn't discuss it. So that's the Pshat of the Rabbit. Mifoshi, the other Yude Komar, the Koye Kesidi. Vika Akushia, the Rebude Daya Chodosha Komar. Whom the Komar, the Koshis of the Trilash Chi, Mitarino Law, in Kerry the door. Rishai Nale for the older. We have a Trilash Chi Chodosha. This Virake Shmuel, Lohoyal Retire me in Rishin Adim Shishi. Shemo Retire it El Rishai Nim. Again, I mean, according to Rayos Pshat, so the Chassidim of Shemim did not anticipate something uncommon. They anticipated only the common thing, the usual thing. And the usual thing again. There is no Machlokes in Mitzvahs. The most common phenomenon is that a woman, a yelde, should give birth to a child on the 2271st day as of conception. So even a Yude who says that at the beginning of the ninth month, and if the reeducation takes place at the beginning of the ninth month, that means on the 241st day, on the 241st day, so it's considered a reeducation, and she doesn't have to count Zayinu, because even though it's not the most common thing, but al pidin it's considered as a natural lady, not as an aberrational lady, just because the average woman gives birth only on the 271st day. Since there are many women who give birth on the 241st day, so in spite of the relative infrequency of such a lady, so it's considered as a natural lady. Memele, it's considered a lesbication. But the usual thing, have you agrees, if the usual thing is that the lady should take place on the 271st day as of conception. And then, even though it's possible that the egg cell will not be fertilized and immediately after Tashmish, but that there will be an interval of 60 hours or 70 hours or even 71 hours, because there is a maximum of 72 hours within which it can be fertilized and she can be misabed. But the usual thing is that she becomes mulberes immediately after the Tashmish. So Memele, the Chassidim of Shemim did not anticipate something unusual, but they only anticipated the usual thing. So they anticipated that the child will be born on the 271st day as of the Tashmish. But if they wanted to avoid a lady on Shabbos, because then there will be Chil Shabbos. They wanted to avoid a lady on Friday, because again it will be a Chil Shabbos. And they wanted to avoid a lady on Thursday. So because of that, so unfortunately that the is a claim of Mifoshi, they are a beauty corner, the Koye Kechasim, Vika Akushia, the Rebuke Daya Chodosha corner. The cautious of the Trilash Chi taken away. So, even though the Mitzias, the usual thing will be to have the lady, on the 271st day, but if the Rias Damnication takes place on the 241st day, since it already represents the beginning of the ninth month of the Tisha Yachalayde, so it's a natural lady. If it's a natural lady, so Mele, this Keshi that accompanied the Riaz Dam, the discharge of Dam on the 241st day, is a natural symptom of the pending lady. Of the pending lady, even though usually the lady will not take place on the 241st. But suppose it will take place, it will be considered a natural lady. So Mele, even though the lady took place at the end of the ninth month, but the discharge of Dam, the Rias Dam, took place on the 241st day, so it's considered as a discharge of Dam that is evidenced by the labor pain, which is when at the moment when later would be a natural eating, not a revelational eating. So later it's no more machmas water. So v'yikar akushi, the rebuke that I have done, and the comma because of the class she is a little in came with the day where they shall now for the older. We have the class she had us. This really is well, no oil in Italian, we will reach an agreement. She will be taken with the Rachel Limo. We have the class she had us. We tell us this here, we rebuke the Kassidi. The way we will be shaken of Rachel now. Again, not the Kassidi Morgeni held that the Sheikh Vazera, to let the Sheikh Vazera eat, let's say, 10 hours after Tashmish, so it wouldn't be clear. It's not a Shaila Limach, it's not a Shaila Limach, like as it is. But the Chassidim Rishonim agreed that Al-Pedin, if a woman is to let the Sheikh Vazera within 72 hours, as of the Tashmish, so it's done. Why? Because it's possible for the egg cell to be fertilized with any minute, any moment, within the first 72 hours as a betashmish. But the usual thing is that she becomes mubaris, that it's fertilized, the egg cell is fertilized immediately after betashmish. So mainly the Chassidim Rishonim didn't have to anticipate something unusual, they only had to anticipate the usual thing. So mainly they anticipated, they took it for granted. Then later, if there will be a lady as a result of that Ashmish, so the lady will be on the 271st day. The lady will be Sheyel Avei Shaymalek, Shaymeres Michaoli. But, so how is it that they abstained from Tashmish and Mitzorim Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night? Why did they have to abstain all the three nights? But because the Chil Shabbos will take place not only on the day of the lady, but on the day after the lady, and the second day after the lady, because Kol Shlishi Yom Rishonim, Michal No Shabbos Shlishi Yomim, Uchshol Yom Misham Shin Yom Rivi, when they eat the Tashmish, would take place, Uchshol Misham Shin Yom Rivi, Tuesday night, so then they were safe against an ultimate Chil Shabbos. Why? Because Hoyorin Shain Alev, Biachot Bishabbos. Sha'arin Shain Gimu Eim Shmuyis, Vohoyorin Shain Gimu Bo Bishmishi, Vichim Bishabbos Lel Chamishi, Yom Yorin Shain Alev, Bishen Bishabbos. So there will not be any Chil Shabbos. Vimishamish Lel Shishi, Yom Yorin Shain Alev, Bishmishi Bishabbos. Vimishamish Lel Shabbos, Yom Yorin Shain Alev, Biovi Bishabbos. ובכל אלו, ויגיע שבת ולמדת, ובתחשרים של ולמדת, אבל אם משם ישתגלו מצוי שבת, יום הרשע עם הלב ועם חמיש. So then Thursday will be the lady, ושבת ועם שלישי. So we'll still have to be מחל שבת for his wife, and he wanted to avoid Eichil Shabbos b'mokim kach nefesh. In Shabbos Lev Sheni, the Tashmish will take place Sunday night. So Yom Reisha in Alev b'yem Shishi. So Friday. So will be the Reide. In Shabbos, so we'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos still, it will be the second day of the Reide. She'll still be Eichil Shabbos b'sakone. In Shabbos, Reim Shishi, Yom Reisha in Alev b'Shabbos. V'chein piyosho rabbi, so that's the Raibetz Pshat, a remarkable Pshat. V'chein piyosho rabbi, v'meshe omru. I mean, this is not mentioned. And the Magia, Rabbah Rom Sifra, not Rabbah Rom Sifra, it's Rabbah Rom this. So he says that Pshat is not mentioned in Ksubes by any of the Rishayim. So he says, V'chein piyosho rabbi, v'meshe omru, eino shal kamut chachomim, mi'arav Shabbos la'arav Shabbos. So Mechashi explains it because of Inik Shabbos. So the Inik Shabbos Lechachomim is Friday night. But there is a Pshat, and that's in line with the Raivetz Shita, that Inik Shabbos Lechachomim Erev Shabbos doesn't mean after Friday night. Because the Gemara says that Shrei Shayom Kidma Shabbos is called Kama Shabbos. And Shrei Shayom after Shabbos is called Bosa Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Dorim. In Vesindem, in other words, if Yasas Yalim, let's say Kidma Shabbos, so that means that the three days before Shabbos. So that means that starting with Wednesday can be called Erev Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos, that's the equivalent of Erev Shabbos. So in other words, when the Mishnah Amadya says, Eino shall come with Chachomim, Erev Shabbos, it doesn't mean after Friday night. Rashi explains that it means Friday night, because of Erev Shabbos. But there is a pshat, and that's in line with the Raivitz pshat, that it means, Eino shall come with Chachomim, is Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. In other words, it can be Tuesday night, it can be Wednesday night, it can be Thursday night, it can be Friday night. Why? Because the wise Talmid Chachamim makpid dafka on these nights. In other words, they want to conform to the zehiras of the Chassidim of Rishayim. In order, it has nothing to do with Vedic Shabbos, according to the pshat. It has to do with an ultimate necessity of being Michal Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh. So to begin, it's muter, there is no Yisra, but the reason is Chassidus. So that's the pshat of Vedic Shalom Nechachomim Erev Shabbos, it's a remarkable pshat. But anyway, this is based upon the pshat of the Raivet in our Gemara. The place of Rav Shimon Emri, in case she is a midday Shabbos. So we have three shittes, Tanoim. When do we say that she has a din of Yeredes Dam Bekeishi? So Rav Meir says, even if it's 40 or 50 days prior to the rain, so it's considered Dam Bekeishi. So 50 days in a chayro, if the woman in the eldest is not well, and 40 days if she is in good health. That's a male. Rav Yehuda, if it's in the ninth month. Now again, in the ninth month, so according to Tesis, she did. So ninth month means the ninth month of Chotel Bono, and according to the Ritmo and the Aramiri, and according to the Raivet too, because the Raivet Chit is also that way. So when it doesn't mean the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Olivono, but it means the 241st day. That means the beginning of the ninth month. And then Rabbi Yisim Rav Shimon, and we pass like Rabbi Yisim Rav Shimon, that when does she have a din of Yeredes Dam Bekeishi, she doesn't have to come in Zayin Kiyum, even though the Riyah took place in the Yimei Zibeh, only if the Riyah Bekeishi, if the Dam Bekeishi, the Riyah Bekeishi took place within 14 days prior to the rain. Alright. Omar Shmuel, my time with the Rabbonon, that means Rabbi Yisim Rav Shimon, that's the Rabbonon. דכסיבות מי יושבו עיו, כי מידוסו, כי מידוסו ולא כזיבוסו, מכלל, דזיבוסו תאירו, וחמו שבו עיו, 14 days, because in the Tumas Lady of Yeredes Nekevo, there is a loche, at the beginning of the 7th month. We know